Call this meeting to order. If everyone stand, please, for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you remain standing, Pastor Paul Worms will give the invocation.
Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight as a grateful and thankful people that you have blessed our nation with liberty and freedom. And Father, we just come to you tonight. I ask that you will give our leaders wisdom and knowledge when discerning what your will is for this city. And Father, we also just bring to you Evan Palmer and his son Carson tonight, Father. They don't know what's wrong in OSF. They don't know what the illness is. But Jesus, you do know what the illness is. And we ask you to heal it right now in the name of Jesus. Touch that family and bless them, we ask, in your mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. You may all be seated. Thanks for coming. Clerk, if you call the roll, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Dave Livingston.
Here.
John Spotlow.
Here.
Mayor Layferry.
Here. All right, having a quorum, if everyone had a chance to look at the minutes of the January 14th council meetings and the commission meetings.
I move to approve the meeting minutes of January 14th for the city council meeting, buildings, grounds, TIF, and liquor.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion carries. Clerk's report, Ms. Cindy.
I don't have anything tonight.
All right. Treasurer's report, Miss Debbie?
Other than the report itself, nothing.
All right, thank you. Attorney's report, Mr. Nathan?
Nothing for me, thank you.
Thanks, sir. Engineer's report, I didn't see Mr. Blavitt. Moving on, public comments and petitions. Is there anyone from the public that wishes to address this council? Seeing and hearing no one, we'll move on. Committee and Citizens Group reports, Finance, Insurance, and Zoning. Alderwoman Sally Clark. Thank you. Sewer, Alderman John Spotlow.
Nothing to report.
Thank you. Streets and Alleys, Alderman Dave Livingston.
Nothing, thank you.
Thank you. Police and ESDA, Alderman Brad Ward.
I have nothing.
Thank you, sir. Water, Alderman Kendall Miller.
I have nothing at this time.
All right. Utilities, Publications, and Public Buildings and Grounds, Alderman Jimmy Long.
I'm asked to bring this up, and then we'll have the next meeting. We'll have a committee meeting on it, but police chief was asking if I would mention his wanting to set up some security cameras outside. I think he'd want three for the outside of the building, and also some steel bars across the window in the garage. So we will get more information, more numbers by next meeting, and we'll have a building meeting before regular meeting. I've already talked to Jared, our local welder. He said no problem, he'd make the bars. And he's also working on our dump truck bid right now. It should be done this weekend. So I'm going to go out there Friday and get a bid on the bars and see how the bid progress is coming along. On the camera, just three outside, none needed on the inside, and the bars. And that's all I got.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Moving on, tourism.
One thing I have is coming up this weekend, next weekend, this coming weekend. It's Eagle Days for Fulton and Mason County. Both Fulton County and Havana, of course, is participating in that. So if you can make it out for Eagle Days, other than that, that's all I have.
All right.
Can I just add, the Historical Society has a 9-pin bowling tournament Saturday with a silent auction. So if you don't want to bowl, you can come up and bid on their silent auction stuff. And then I think the Methodist Church has pancakes and salsa.
Yeah, it's 7 to 2.
7 to 2 on Saturday also.
That's this Saturday?
Yeah.
That's always a day to remember. All right, thank you. Moving on, TIF, Alderman Spotwell.
Nothing
to report. Thank you. Citizens Committee, anybody hear from Amanda?
No, sir.
Nothing? All right. Christmas Committee, I don't see Mr. Hickey.
He wanted me to remind everybody that there's a downtown Christmas meeting February 6th at 6:30 here at City Hall. Everyone's welcome. Maybe get some new ideas for next year and discuss spaghetti supper fundraiser.
February
6th? Yeah, 6:30. I think that's a Thursday.
Yes.
All righty. We're going to move on. Economic Development Committee. Ms. Aaron?
There is an Economic Development Leap meeting. It's going to be the first Monday of every month at 4 o'clock at the Paint Studio as of right now. So it will be this coming Monday, which I believe is the 3rd, at 4 o'clock for anybody who's interested in joining.
When is that again? I didn't hear that.
4 o'clock at Sycamore Acres at the Paint Studio.
For what?
For the Leap Economic Development Committee. Lewistown Economic Advancement Project is what LEAP stands for. So that's then, and then also, and I can send this notice to Levi, but February 18th from 10 to 2 o'clock at the Fulton Hardy Farm Bureau building, Richard Proper from the University of Illinois Extension, and then someone from DCEO is coming, and basically this was brought about because he had visited a lot of rural communities and there was programs that they weren't aware of that could be used, so they're going to come for 2 hours. They wanted an RSVP by February 10th, so again, I'll send it on to you, you guys, okay, before I leave.
Please do that.
Get it done.
Okay.
If you want any more information on that, and that's all I have.
Thank you.
And that was the 18th, right?
Yes, okay. Yep, 10 to 2 in the Farm Bureau. I think they said first floor.
All right, thank you, ma'am. Public Works report. Evan is excused this evening. We have no unfinished business. Move on to new business.
May I say something about your unfinished business, please? Can you put on the agenda for next time for the discussion about?
Chair Nicole, you provided me two topics. I got one of them to Nathan, and the other one, what was it, ma'am? I apologize.
About the poker machines.
Poker machines,
yes.
Okay. Alrighty, I can do that, absolutely.
Okay. All right, those are unfinished business items that we spoke about before that we're bringing back up, is correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, all right, correct. All right, moving on to new business. The setting the council meeting dates for this year. Everyone has that? Don't see any conflicts. So. What did we just do for this year?
Just okay.
Second.
All right, a motion and a second for those dates. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, moving on, some motor fuel tax paperwork.
I just got yesterday, I got the official up-to-date page, so I'll have to get it to Cindy and Doug if it needs your guys' signatures. But in there, I have the prior one with the dates modified. Just for your viewing, you guys have all the information there, nothing's changed. So you can go ahead and move that if you agree with it.
The numbers haven't changed, it's just the dates were wrong on the
correct
previous one. Okay. So the motor fuel tax resolution, so Evan can spend the money to do his maintenance. If we don't have any questions.
Motion to approve the amended dates.
The amended motor fuel tax resolution.
But it's just the date is the only amendment.
Right.
The amount's the exact same.
Right, yeah. Right, right.
I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second for the DOT resolution. Do a roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Next thing is the payment to the Carnegie Library. It's, if I'm not mistaken, that's the taxes we collect on their behalf.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just transfer it to them. in the amount of $5,897.98.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I have a question, this is also Lewiston Township, but we don't have that in the on the agenda. Both gift personal replacement tax.
The township.
The township is $997.92.
Oh.
We don't have that on the agenda, so I don't know if we need to do this.
And we give them.
This one today.
No, the township, that 997 is what the city gets from the township.
And the state.
Yeah.
So we had the state of Illinois and the township together to get that 30.
Okay. I thought we gave the township.
No, that's received, okay.
I'm sorry, I jumped in there.
No, that's all right. That's all right. He sounded like he knew what he was talking about. He's an ex-cop. He talks a good game.
Then we give the library 19.6% of it.
So, all right. Any other questions on that? If not, we need a motion and a second to approve that.
Motion approved.
Motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right. Motion carried. We have no other business to discuss. Does everyone have a chance to look at the bills? Questions, comments, or donations?
I move all bills promptly endorsed and paid.
We have a motion to pay the bills and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right. Motion carries. Bills are paid. Anyone, we have a need for a closed session? We do not need a closed session. There will be no closed session. No other business? We got a motion to adjourn, please.
So moved.
This meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for coming. May God bless you all.